Finance and Economics.
Buttonwood. Fedbound. Silicon Valley Bank's demise signals a painful new phase in financial markets.
To quell inflation, goes the adage, central bankers must tighten monetary policy until something breaks. For much of the past year, this cliché has been easy to dismiss. Starting in March 2022, America's Federal Reserve has raised rates at the fastest clip since the 1980s. Even as markets plunged, the world's financial system stayed wreckage-free. When British pension funds wobbled in September, the Bank of England swiftly helped right them. The most notable collapse, that of FTX, a disgraced former crypto exchange, was well outside the mainstream and, regulators say, caused by fraud rather than the Fed. Now something has broken. The failure of Silicon Valley Bank, or SVB, a mid-tier American lender that went bust on March 10th, sent shockwaves through markets. Most noticeable were convulsions in the stocks of other banks, which investors worried may have similar vulnerabilities. NASDAQ's index of bank stocks dropped by a quarter in the course of a week, erasing gains from the preceding 25 years. Shares in American regional lenders were bludgeoned much harder. Then the turmoil went global. Shares in Credit Suisse, a European bank, cratered on March 15th. Financial markets have entered a new phase in which the Fed's tightening cycle starts to bite. One feature of this phase is that markets are suddenly working with the Fed rather than against it. For more than a year, the central bank's officials have been repeating the same message, that inflation is proving more stubborn than expected, meaning interest rates will need to rise higher than previously predicted. This message was reinforced by data released on March 14th, showing that underlying consumer prices had once again risen faster than expected. Policymakers want to tighten financial conditions, such as lending standards, interest costs, or money market liquidity, in order to reduce aggregate demand and cool price rises. Since October, markets have been pulling in the other direction. A gauge of financial conditions compiled by Bloomberg, a data provider, has shown them steadily loosening. Over the past week, all this loosening has been reversed. SVB's collapse has shocked markets into doing the Fed's job.